Welcome to the Manly Pinterest Tip Show. Pinterest Tip Show. A show designed to assist man in his quest to succeed on Pinterest. If you have interest in the content you want to share, content you want your clients to see, learn ways to grow and succeed in this unique and exciting world. One man will assist you on your journey to become a pinner and grow your presence online. Men and women can share in the success. And here to show you how
is your host.
Is your host, Jeff C. Adding testosterone, one pin at a time.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the Manly Pinterest Tips Podcast. I'm Jeff C., and you're not. When it comes to using hashtags on Instagram, many of us just wing it when it comes time to schedule or publish. It's hard to recall what has worked before or figure out which hashtags are popular, but not so popular that no one will ever see our post in the feed. On today's episode, we're going to break down the tools you need to make your Instagram hashtag strategy easier, faster, and more effective. This show was from an interview that I did with Elisa Meredith on Tailwind's Facebook channel, where we were able to interact with the viewers live. Really quick, I want to talk to you about Tailwind. If you've never heard of Tailwind, you definitely need to try them out. And I've talked a lot about Tailwind on the show before, and no matter how much you love Pinterest or Instagram, you can't be on it 24/7. So I use Tailwind to schedule my pins and my clients' pins. They're an official marketing partner with Pinterest and Instagram, so you don't need to worry. Another feature is that they have incredible analytics that helps me know what content my audience is looking for. They have a free trial that you can access by going to manlypinteresttips.com/tailwind. That's manlypinteresttips.com/tailwind. You need to give them a try today. On today's show, I'm joined once again with my fellow Pinterest and Instagram nerd, Elisa Meredith. If you don't know who Elisa is, she is the content marketing manager at Tailwind. So sit back, take some notes as we jump right in and talk about Instagram hashtag success.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing good. Nice to see you. I am Elisa Meredith, content marketing manager at Tailwind, and I am joined by my friend, Jeff C. Mainly Pinterest Tips. And it has been a while. Jeff, what have you been up to?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. A lot of stuff going on at, you know, my big gig is Social Media Examiner, and we've had a lot of changes over there. But it's all good, and things are moving. I'm getting ready to go to a cool conference that I love to go to, and I'm going to relax and chill with some peeps and learn some stuff. So I'm excited.
You're supposed to relax at a conference?
I don't have to do anything, so that's what's
up.
Just go and chill and have fun and learn some stuff. It's the Tribes one in Nashville, so it's by Jeff Goins, who's a really cool writer, puts this on for creative types, and I went last year, had a ball, so I'm back this year.
I remember. Hey, Jen. Thank you everybody for being here. We haven't been on in a little while. I had to escape from a hurricane, so I am working now from a rental while we figure out what to do about an actual home to live in. So forgive me if it's not the usual setup, but I'm excited to be back on.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse ears too.
So that's, you like that?
Yeah, it looks really good. Yeah.
Thank you. Noise canceling.
And a land plank.
Yes, that's right. I could. It's actually more like in a house with almost zero furniture, the echoing of the dog feet on the floor. Extremely loud. So hopefully there won't be too much of that today because we have a lot to talk about.
We do.
We're going to be talking about Instagram hashtags. So
it's a kind of a curse and a... I hate researching hashtags, to be honest.
You do? Yeah.
I have to do it. I mean, and I think all of us get complacent because we're like, oh, we just got a post. You know, it's hard enough to come up with content like, hey, here's a great picture or here's some great content, you know, and it's easy just to copy your old hashtags. I mean, believe me, I've been there. And so it's, you know, when you have time, it's fun to research hashtags, but I tend to go like, I'll do that later kind of thing. I don't know if anybody else in the comments is the same way. I mean, do you research hashtags every time you put a post on? If you're doing it for clients and multiple clients, it's hard to do that, especially if they're varied. you know, I can't use like social media hashtags on the account that I manage for chocolate. It just doesn't work. So it's hard keeping it all organized. I don't know about you. What are your thoughts, Lisa?
My thought is it's hard enough to remember to post on a regular basis, and I often don't. So right. when I actually do it, often the hashtag is the last thing on my mind. So I'm with you.
She goes, the constant need for researching them is what is frustrating. Yeah. And the fact that some of them can get like taken over by spammers, and then like a good hashtag will turn bad. And that's just, you know, there were some good ones. You know, I was working with a pet company, and those seem to be always get spammy really quick. And so, And so in watching those and researching those, that's tough. And we're going to talk about that today, but I wanted to ask you a question, Lisa. Uh-oh. And I know this is, and I would like to know what people think in the comments. Where do you put your hashtags? You know, some people put them right there with the post. They put them right in the post. And then other people do, and I tend to do this. I do the five dots and then the hashtags in the comment, which collapses it. I just think it looks prettier. But I want to know what you guys think. Or maybe there's some hack that I don't know about. What do you guys use for hashtags? Where do you put them? And do you use all 30 of them? That's another thing. I mean, I tend to put them in there so that I can collapse them and nobody can see them. And because it works the same way from all the research. And I think Tailwind's done a lot of research on this, is it really doesn't matter where you put it. It's just that you put them somewhere.
Right. And I do the same thing you do. So I have in Tailwind, you can create a hashtag list, and I actually use a hashtag list to have my formatting stored. So my formatting is usually the pin emoji and then like five lines with just the pin emoji on it.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's saved as a Tailwind hashtag list. So I can enter my caption, I use that hashtag list, which is really just my formatting, and then I put my hashtag below that.
Jen Cole, hey Jen, it's nice to see you. Yeah, she says it depends on the length of my caption, which I've never thought about. I usually just automatically put it in the first comment, but let's see here.
Yeah,
so Angel. She does like, 20 to 30 hashtags, which is great. I guess I'm lazy.
Yeah, Jen says she never hit 30, uses like 10 to 12, and I probably use even fewer than that. But I think we all know how powerful they are. Like you said, it's a blessing and a curse, these hashtags, because it's kind of a pain because we have to figure out which ones to use. But the wonderful thing about it is that is how you get discovered. I can't think of any other network that has this kind of superpower.
Right. Yeah. Can you bring up Teresa's comment? Because I think this is good, because we talked about researching hashtags. And she goes, she spends a good hour researching hashtags for her online sewing school. And she makes different lists, each containing 14 to 20, and then saves them to Tailwind saved hashtag list, which is a great feature. We're going to talk about that later. But that is like a super hack right there. And a lot of us have been using like even Notepad on our phone for a long time. And so I think that's a really good point and a really good tip to use those hashtag lists and move them around and play with them that way, because you can get lost really quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. I love those hashtag lists too.
Right.
So here we have James, always 30. I mean, I can see the value in that. Sure. You can reach a lot more people. It's just sometimes difficult to find relevant hashtags that, like you said, aren't going to get spammed.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we'll talk to stories a little bit, but you know, a lot of the feed, I think a lot of the engagement's happening on stories now. And I think some of the data kind of backs me up on that, but I still get a lot of new people that I follow, and especially niche topics, by using the followed hashtag thing. And I think other people are using the ability to follow hashtags. And so if you have a good hashtag, and you could even use that as a call to action if you have a branded one, like hashtag Tailwind app or hashtag Manly Pinterest Tips, and point people to say, hey, if you're trying to find my stuff, because you know the feed can get cluttered, say, you know, just search my hashtag and you'll see me there, and whatever. So I think that's a good call to action to do too, because, and get people to follow your hashtag, because I find so much cool content on, like, I do working and stuff. I find all sorts of cool things that I would have never seen that before. I just wouldn't have.
Yeah, so I've discovered all kinds of things. So I follow hashtag Pinterest marketing. And right. It's interesting. I knowing that keeps me a lot more honest in my hashtags, because I might think, oh, my thing is Pinterest promoted pins, so I should use that on every post. No, you shouldn't, because if you start showing up in a hashtag follow for that, and you're posting about the beach, people are going to get annoyed and say, don't show me that.
Like hashtag sunset. What? You're not. You're talking about promoted pins. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to keep it relevant.
And one of the other things is, speaking about that and the way people are discovering with following hashtags, I found out recently, like, and we always used to go, and I'm sure you did it too, you go to Nat Geo to see their stuff. I mean, everybody looks at their pictures, yeah, National Geographic, and just is amazed because of the amazing photography. And I found out they're the most followed social media account ever, anywhere. Mm-hmm. They're the most followed. And so, you know, people are wanting to, even in these niche content, you know, by following these hashtags, they want to go and see like inspirational content based on that hashtag. Like for me, it's like wooden, you know, like wood carving or woodworking. And I see all this stuff, and it's almost like your own personal, you know, natural, you know, curated National Geographic, you know, like it's this awesome content that's the best of the best, and it's in that hashtag. So yeah. I think more people are using that to, and just using that as a discovery tool to find out stuff that's really, really cool. And so being able to do that for your niche, I think, is huge.
Yeah, I agree. We have a question from Jackie asking, so she was doing, 25 to 30 hashtags, but then she heard there's a penalty in drop down. Can anyone confirm whether it's still okay to use up to 30? I haven't heard any update on that. Have you?
I haven't. I think it's still 30. I don't think there's any hashtag. And I don't think that actually, even if you go over, I don't think there's a penalty. I just don't think they use the ones after 30, from what I remember. Because, you know, a couple of months ago, Instagram had that big press conference, and they talked about I think we talked about it on one of our shows, is the misconceived notions and maybe the things that weren't true, about myths about Instagram.
Shadow ban and all that stuff.
So I think it just doesn't, you know, hurt you
not
at all.
Active.
The thing I do think hurts you is after you've done a post and you go back in and edit those hashtags. If you change them, I've heard from multiple people, they've noticed that when they do that, their reach just plummets. And makes sense. Pinterest doesn't want you going in. I mean, not Pinterest. Instagram doesn't want you going in there and going trying to get on the feed all the time by refreshing those hashtags. So I'm like, even if I make a spelling error, I'm like, I'm not going to change it because I don't want
Yeah, I've heard the same thing.
I'll deal with it in the comments, the misspelling, because, you know, people will jump on you if you misspell it. Her name is Elisa Meredith. But the thing is I think changing your hashtags after the fact will hurt you more than having too many, I guess, is my point.
Yep. Right. Okay. Oh, we have a question, a little bit different topic, but do tags work in Tailwind Instagram like you can do on Facebook as an at? So you're talking about at mentioning somebody. Yeah, on Instagram, you can definitely at mention somebody. You can also tag somebody.
Yeah, and you can do that in stories and also in the Instagram feed. So if, we found, like, for one thing, multiple faces just work better on Instagram. So if you have a shot, and we've noticed this with our conference photos on Social Media Examiner stuff, if you have multiple faces in there, that's awesome. And the cool thing is, what I do at that event is, I don't know all these people sometimes, but most of the time I can see their name tag. And so I can zoom in Photoshop and see their name, and then I can discover them, make sure that the right person, and I at mention everybody who's in that group photo. And then they love that. One, it gives us, you know, builds goodwill, but then they usually share it as well. So the more you can at mention people, I think is a good thing.
As long as they're in the picture.
Yeah, that's the other thing. And we have people do that all the time too for Social Media Examiners. They tag us in a picture that has nothing to do with anything, and we're just like, come on, this is not helping your case. At mention, do that. And also, and I know you're going to bring it up later, but you mentioned this, Tailwind mentions this in their Instagram strategy guide, that to use you know, hashtag places too. So that's another thing I've noticed. Like, if you were, like, for example, when we were on, you know, if Elise and I took a picture on the Midway at Social Media Marketing World, we do hashtag Midway or hashtag Midway Museum or whatever it is. That also helps with your reach too. Not only that, you also want to geotag in the location, so you kind of get both of the benefits. So make sure when you're doing those hashtags, you don't forget about locations as well, because that can make a difference for discoverability.
That's huge. Yeah. So we have Heather asking about a list of banned hashtags. Well, the banned hashtags or inactive hashtags, it changes all the time. So Instagram will say, well, this one's producing a lot of spam or associated with content we don't want. This one's not going to work for a while, but then they bring it back. I don't know of any kind of list that is reliable because it changes all the time.
And I don't know if accidentally, if you use a banned hashtag, that causes anything. I think it just doesn't work.
Just that one hashtag won't work. It won't do anything to
those. It's wasted space. It's not like they're going to penalize you and drop you down to the bottom of the feed or anything.
Right.
Now, spamming hashtags, that might be a different issue. But if you just, if one changed and you didn't know, like I had some when I was working with that pet client, I didn't know. And it didn't hurt us. It just wasted a place where we could have used a good hashtag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, so Meryl has a question about geotags. So if you notice that when you're posting to Instagram, a lot of times it will suggest places. If I'm at the beach, it will say I'm at Shell Island Resort or I am at access number, whatever. So if you're in your own brick and mortar location and you can tag your location, that's wonderful because then you can show up in your picture will show up in a feed for all of that location's pictures. And also people will see in the feed, they'll be able to tell where you are. So if they see a gorgeous view or wonderful meal and they think, where is that? Well, they can see it real easily and then they can see more pictures of it too. But yes, geotag does mean location.
And you can do that also in your story as well. So make sure you can also there's stickers that you can use to geotag your Instagram story. Right. Can you bring up Jen Colt's comment about Dusty? Because she has a good point about that.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, when you tag someone in the photo as well as the comments, it shows up in their tagged in photos column, which is great, which is very, very cool. Mm-hmm. Because that way you also, it does things for you. But you can also use it as a discovery tool. So, for example, I have that chocolate shop that I mentioned that I'm a client of. A lot of and they send it out throughout the country, and it's in multiple chocolate shops. And what people will do is they'll make a display, take a picture of that, and then tag us in that photo. Well, I get a notification, like Jen was saying, that in my tagged in photos section in Instagram, and I can see that. So I can go in there, like it and comment it, and then I can repost it. I can ask them if it's okay for me to repost it. And then also, one of the cool things is most of the time they share that on Facebook. So I can go into their account, and if we don't know who they are, I like their page because they're selling our chocolates. And then I can reshare that post, give them credit, and they love it. They love it. And my client loves that they love it too, because it makes them look really good and they're on top of things. So use it also as kind of a social listening thing where you're like, okay, this person at mentioned me. This is a kind of a big deal. So the same thing with stories. Now you can repost stories when somebody at mentions you. So you can go back. Like if somebody mentions you, if at least, right. Hey, I'm on live with Jeff today. If she at mentions me in that story, I'll get a notification and I can reshare that to my story.
Which so, we did yesterday. Yeah, both of us did that.
Use that as a social listening thing and really use those. If somebody's mentioning you in their story, man, you put it to your story too, because that's just, I mean, I just don't understand why people don't do that, because it is so good for building social proof and goodwill and all
and
sorts
easy.
Of. Yes, it's super easy.
It makes content that someone else made. Yeah, Jen Cole, she also loves reposting stories. I know. Hey, Justine at Tailwind, you do awesome stories. You create one, tag me, I'm going to share it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and then what you do is when you reshare it, you can actually type your own like thing on it, like thanks, or you can say, because sometimes it won't be clear in your story unless you put something a lot of people will listen to the Mike Stelzner's podcast and they'll at mention us. We're listening to it right now and we'll reshare that and say, hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. Because sometimes it may not be clear what you're reposting.
Why? Yeah.
You want to make
Why
sure
they're showing a picture of the shower or something.
Right.
We're listening.
Right.
Yeah. So Teresa wants to get us started on the topic of hashtags, which is why we're here. So how do you find the best hashtags? Is hashtag strategy different for videos versus images? Thanks. So let's take that last part, because I think we can answer that one pretty quick. Is hashtag strategy different for videos versus images? What do you think, Jeff?
I don't think so. I think that there'll be different hashtags for video versus, there'd be like video sunrise. I don't know if that's one or not. I'm just guessing, but it would be more video centric. So there'd be different hashtags for that specific niche if it's a video. So, but it's, that's right. You need to research it and figure out, because there's probably some that are just specific for video.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to share some of the tools that I came across. And one of them, actually, I can't remember which one it was you gave me. And I said, wait, what do you use? So I think you did. I'm going to share a link to the blog post I wrote about it. So the first one is called Display Purposes, displaypurposes.com. So let me share the link to that. And basically, if you have an idea for a hashtag, I don't feel like my comments are not going through. Hitting comment and it's not going. So I might have to put these links in later. But anyway, you put in your idea hashtag and it will give you related hashtags, which I sometimes feel like that's where I get stuck, like coming up with the different variations or thinking what other hashtags might people. So that one is just super simple. And if you are a local business, you can see a map and see what hashtags are popular in that location, which I think is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So on top of geotagging, you can also.
Right.
So the link, that's just displaypurposes.com. That's probably the simplest one that I found. It's web only. It's completely free. One I've known about for a while is hashtagify.me. Is that the one you gave me?
Probably. It's really good. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like that it gives suggestions based on the caption. That's a paid feature. It will do competitor analysis of hashtags and automated reporting. Those are all free, paid things, mm-hmm. but you can get like free related hashtags. And also you can see if a hashtag is trending up or down, which I like if you're going to be planning ahead, like what hashtags are we going to use for our campaign this quarter, right? You don't want to use one that's going down. You want to use one that's on the.
And a lot of times that'll happen with seasonality too. Like Halloween's, you know, going crazy right now. So, and you also want to make sure that you don't forget about like a hashtag, then a word, and then an emoji, because those also are not those also work different than just the hashtag. So, like I've seen a lot of Halloween's with like a ghost on it. Like Halloween 2018 is one and it has so many viewers, but Halloween 2018 with a ghost is another one. And Halloween 2018 with a, you know, jack-o'-lantern is another. So those are all different. And so you need to make sure that, you know, and it may be advantages to you. So you're not, and we'll talk about this when we talked about Tailwind's tools, like some of those are super competitive, like Halloween 2018, good luck.
Forget it, right?
But maybe one of those with the emojis on there might make more sense. Maybe, you know, the other one's like 1.2 million and this one is only like 200,000. Well, mm-hmm. maybe you should try that one with the emoji on it and see if you get any traffic that way. So you just need to make sure that you're, you know, and, you know, looking and seeing what's actually working.
Yeah. Okay. So that one was hashtagify.me. Was there any other feature that you loved about that I missed?
I just like all the nerdy analytics stuff on it.
Oh, if you want to go heavy duty into hashtag research, that is the one, right? Mm-hmm. I agree. It's great. That's been around for a very long time, too.
Right.
So they know what they're doing. Then there is, and that one is desktop only as well. There are free and paid mm-hmm. versions. Then there is an app that's just for iOS called Hashtag Expert for IG.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about that is you can see trending hashtags sorted by category. So I feel like that kind of does some of the thinking for you.
Right.
And then you can save hashtag groups to reuse, or you could copy and paste them into your Tailwind hashtag list. And it can give you a hashtag report card. So you can create a group and then it will kind of analyze your group and tell you how well it thinks you're going to do.
Right. The only problem with that, this one, is it's only like free for 7 days, and then it goes to like you get the yearly plan, and I'm like, just get Tailwind. it's not worth it. I mean, it's great, it's cool, but it's not worth it versus what you can get with Tailwind, because I think it's a lot more expensive. One of them that I used, and I think I saw the free version, is called Smart Hash, and it was basically just taking a list, and it was allowing me to copy and paste stuff really easy, but it's not as, you know, nerdy as some of these other ones, but I still use that every once in a while. And it's an iOS app called Smart Hash. So that may be one you want to look at. And it's, I think it's free. They all have paid versions, but I never pay for it. So, but this one, I think you can only use for 7 days, and then they want you to pay per month, like $10 a month. And then like $70 a year or whatever. I don't know. But I was like, yikes, I'm not buying it. I didn't even sign up for the free trial. I was like, nah, I got tailwind. I don't need it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. There's another one. And this one was actually created by the inbound marketer at Tailwind. So it's a hashtag strategy guide from Tailwind. And it's killing me that I cannot seem to share these updates. But it walks you through the whole process. And to me, it's like, way more work than I want to do on my hashtags. But if you are super into it, this might be a good way for you to start, and then you'll have your hashtag list. So it walks you through, like, setting a rhythm and direction for your Instagram account, which I think is a great way to start. Like, you're not going to be just posting random stuff. Researching competition and influencers in your space, which is important.
I thought that was huge, because he walks you through how to add that to your list. You're not just throwing a list on, you're kind of do it in steps. And I think you can learn, and that's where I got a lot of hashtags before some of this, the stuff that Tailwind does, is I would go to other people's and go, oh, I never thought about that one, you know, but then I'd have to do it manually. And so the Tailwind tool has a lot of built-in functionality in that way.
Yeah, but I feel like going through a guide like this might be good for the first time, right?
Yeah.
So you get that understanding.
Well, especially because you're not going to, you know, some of those may not come up even with the Tailwind tool. They may be that new, or they may be something that, you know, oh, that's enough. You may get some inspiration from going into these influencers or people who've got a huge following going, oh, I never thought about that, and using it that way. So yeah, it walks you right through that in the guide.
Yeah. Okay. So, I think I found a way to get in here and comment. Here we go. There's a link to that guide.
And the other thing that the guide has is it doesn't just stay with the feed posts. It talks about, you know, how to use hashtags and the hashtags you discover with stories. So I thought that was a great thing too. It's not just one or the other. It's kind of stories and the feed kind of work together. I mean, they're separate kind of entities kind of, but a lot of the tools and things that you're discovering with hashtags research, you can add to your story creation as well.
Okay, cool. All right. I'm going to put the blog post there too. So there is a question. I know some people, when we release the new hashtag finder from Tailwind, which is tool number 5, some people were thinking it was for Pinterest because, you know, we do a lot with Pinterest. But no, it is for Instagram. So the question from Kimberly, have we been listing them in the photo alt text? We've been listing them in the photo alt text area. Is this correct? I think we're talking about Pinterest here. So our hashtag finder is for Instagram. And yes, we all definitely want that app for Android. And yeah, so Kimberly's thinking Pinterest. So yeah, today we're talking about Instagram. But yeah, so the new hashtag finder has some very cool things. And Jeff, I know you are really excited to try it. So you want to?
Oh, I've been playing with it. I made so many lists now. Yeah, for like all my clients. So this is what makes it invaluable to me, is that it breaks it down into the different categories. It's not just finding you hashtags. It's finding you ones that are really competitive, which you may not want to mess with because there's like millions of people on that hashtag. But then when you hit the green ones, like the dark green ones, which means like best, I think that's what the key says. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones you want to use. And I'm finding some ones, like I actually this morning getting ready for this call, I went in there to try to find some new ones for the chocolate place that I do stuff for, because I'm getting ready to go on this conference and I want to, you know, kind of get stuff ready. And I was like, I need to do some hashtag research. And I found stuff that I didn't even think about before. And that were green that I hadn't even tried before. Then I thought I had, you know, done everything I could for the chocolate and candy hashtag, but I found new ones and I'm like, whoa. And they're even were, they were the green ones. And so when you hit green, that, that means money for me. So I'm like, green means money. And so, I went and I made a huge list. I mean, I got, I probably got 30 new ones out of doing it. Wow. So, yeah.
All right.
So I was pretty stoked about that.
Yeah. So that's because we upgraded it. So it has fresher suggestions. And if there's, it's what's really cool to me, because I feel like sometimes that first hashtag is the hardest one. You don't even have to enter a hashtag and it will start suggesting hashtags for you based on the caption that you're writing. So it will pull out the keywords to try to figure out what you're writing about and then suggest even your first hashtag for you.
And here's the thing I would recommend too. So as you go, like if you type in one hashtag and you're like, man, this isn't working, like it's not giving me anything good, go ahead and keep doing hashtags kind of like in that certain niche. So I started with the chocolate one and it was pulling up social media things. And I'm like, how am I going to talk about this today? Because it's not working. But then I went ahead and I kept like, okay, then I'm going to do chocolate. Then I did like, you know, truffles. And all of a sudden, boom, it started pulling up really niche keywords. So don't just go in there and type one keyword and go, I'm done. Kind of do your normal keywords, and then it's going to start pulling that and your caption and doing this funky AI stuff that I makes my brain hurt to think about, and will pull and get you some really specific hashtags for what you're posting on. So for example, I was doing one today. It was for a carrot cake truffle. And so I was doing the truffles and all that stuff. And then it started, after I wrote the caption down, it started pulling up cake ones. And I would have never thought of the cake because I'm so focused on chocolate and truffles and sweets and candies and sugar. And I never would have thought. But there was a couple of cake ones that were close that weren't way out of there, like cake decorating. That wouldn't have worked. But like carrot cake and so, I mean, some other ones that would fit in what I was doing. And I was like, wow, that is so cool, because I would have missed those if I wouldn't have had that.
Right, that is cool. So James wants to know how they're generated. It's magic.
Little elves running around the interwebs.
Yeah, it's the smart people at Tailwind. But yeah, you can pull them right from Instagram. So if you hover over them, and these new improvements are only on the desktop version for now, but when you hover over the hashtag with your mouse, you're going to see how many uses it has on Instagram. So pulled in from there to some extent.
Right. And it's using their official API, right?
Yeah. 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 So we're that's one of the official Instagram partner.
And I get on this high horse all the time, but any app or anything that you are using, make sure it's the official API so you don't break, you know, your terms of service and you're using the right stuff, and just do it. I just, you know, I see these little fly by night apps that pop up all the time, and we get a lot of recommendations, people wanting us to do, you know, talk about them on shows and stuff. And if they're not the official one, I just don't want to mess with them, because it's not good to recommend it to other people, because they leave. And then they also, there's some, you know, I won't say what name it is, but we all know of one that went away recently that left a lot of people high and dry. And so
it didn't. And they sometimes will enable some really spammy behavior. So they bring people in, you know, promising these huge results, which people believe, then they follow their recommendations. They're enabled to do all kinds of things that are not good, and then they get shut down. So yeah, if you're working with someone who's an approved partner, you're not going to end up in that kind of trouble, because you know, we're committed to staying on the up and up. So Marla says that she gets a lot of hashtags that aren't relevant, but then Creative Art by Design came right behind that. And so the shuffle button is great for redirect on hashtags. So if you are seeing something doesn't make a lot of sense, definitely shuffle. If there are one or two you don't like at all for that caption, just exit out and it won't come back until your next post.
Yeah. If you're not using the shuffle button, you're losing out on probably 90% of the effectiveness of the tool. And so, I'm constantly pressing the button, because otherwise it's got to refresh. It's got to do it. The elves got have a little bit of time to run around and pull up their suggestions. So click that shuffle button.
So Dominique wants to know if there's a way to see how beneficial one hashtag is over another in a hashtag group. And Jeff pointed to something that's really cool in Tailwind, and that is the color coding. So if I only recommend you choose a mixture, right? So you can have niche, which is like there won't be a lot of competition, but there probably isn't a lot of search for it, but mm-hmm. probably worth using. Then there's popular, which maybe you want to use one, but you're probably not going to end up getting found for it, but it's not going to hurt you unless it's one of those like social media, which will get you spammy comments like mm-hmm. crazy. And then there's the good, which is the light green and Jeff's favorite, the money color.
Right.
The really dark green.
Yeah. And if you're wanting to see what ones are working for you now, like if you have a hashtag list, you can copy and paste that in there and it should show you how those are ranked when it pulls them up, shouldn't it? Alisa, when you see the colors?
I think unless you get it to pull up as a suggestion, it's not going to tell you. So it's not going to analyze it if you enter it in manually. So
gotcha.
That's just showing you so you can select which ones you want.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So Tailwind. Okay. Tailwind hashtag finder, new and improved. It's faster. I don't know if you noticed that, but it is faster.
Yeah. A lot faster.
Yeah. Okay. But I think my favorite thing, and we've done kind of a little hashtag finder 2.0 launch as far as messaging goes. And something I've been excited to share with people is that idea of the hashtag list. Not just so that you can have lists of hashtags, but like I said, for the formatting, a lot of people really want them formatted a certain way. Definitely use that.
And also a lot of people like them in certain orders too. So like they want to have their branded hashtag at first, and I can understand that. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't think it makes any, you know, algorithmic difference. It just looks different. It looks better because like if you collapse them, there may be one or two, you know, that show up. And so if like Manly Pinterest Tips was one of them, that would be good just for branding if people wanted to click on that. So yeah, that might be one of the reasons you want to arrange it in a hashtag list.
Yeah. And Julie wants to know if you can use the hashtags to post them in comments or if they go into the caption. They go into the caption. So, you know, we don't create comments on your post for you. You could generate them in the scheduler and then copy them and paste them into a comment. That seems like too much work for me.
Well, this is what I do is I do that way. And then I copy it. And since I have a Mac and I have an iPhone, if I copy something on a Mac, I can automatically paste it on my phone because it works. What? It syncs. Like if I copy and paste it, yeah, I can copy something on here and paste it on my phone. It so speeds up my workflow. That's why you need to quit that. Yeah. Yeah. I do it all the time for everything. So, I mean, I'll write out like even a post for Instagram, you know, like a lot of people have those long blog posts for Instagram. I will write it out in my thing, copy it, and then paste it on my phone because they sync between each other.
I've had a Mac for almost 2 years now. I did not know that. So thank you.
Well, do you have an iPhone though?
Oh yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's copy and paste.
it's
great for Instagram. It's super great for Instagram.
It's super great for Instagram, but I prefer to just do it all in Tailwind because I love AutoPost. How do you feel about AutoPost?
Well, I told you the feature that's really exciting to me now because that was the one reason I was not auto-posting is because I couldn't geotag for my clients because my clients have stores and they want to have their store, you know, mentioned as a geotag. And you weren't able to do that for a long time with posting. You could just post and you'd have to put everything in the caption and that was it. And you were done. Well, now with AutoPost with Tailwind, you can add a geotag. And that's huge for me because I can mention the store and I can set it up and go and leave and not have to worry about doing that. Because, I mean, what I would have to do is do the scheduling thing where it would give me a reminder and then I could go in and add the post and all this. But now I can just schedule it and geotagging and I'm done. So it's awesome.
Yeah. It is awesome. Very excited about it. So that is what is new, let's see, with Tailwind. Oh, here's another thing. This is like kind of a cross between Instagram and Pinterest, but I know you asked me a couple weeks ago, what is this thing about claiming Instagram accounts on Pinterest?
Yeah, a little secret thing that popped up when I was in Pinterest. I was like, what?
Little secret thing that they just added as a banner to most people's Pinterest accounts. So,
and Etsy and what else?
YouTube.
YouTube, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I know we're talking Instagram, but this is pertinent, believe me. So if you know, when you claim your website on Pinterest, you get extra analytics, you get the reach of all your content from your website shows up in your, you know, reach. And there's something else. Oh yeah, you get attribution on every post, right? So before, without claiming your Instagram account, it just says Instagram and your LinkedIn Instagram. Now it will show your picture, your name, and have a big follow button so people can follow you. If you claim your Instagram account, anything you pin to Pinterest from Instagram is going to give you attribution. It's going to build on your credibility. And it's kind of amazing.
Yeah. I think the only thing I would say for people pinning from Instagram to Pinterest is make sure you take the time and don't just put what's automatically coming across, like for the description with a gazillion hashtags. So go in there and make some changes. Cause I've seen that mistake a lot with people who are doing that. And it really doesn't do anything, I think, really to help their account. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, here's a question. Yeah. So can you use the same Tailwind account to schedule Pinterest and Instagram at the same time? So what you can do with Tailwind is when you're scheduling your Instagram posts, you can schedule them to go to Pinterest as well. So it's something you choose on a post by post basis. Cause like Jeff's saying, you don't want everything you put on Instagram doesn't belong on Pinterest, right? So your company holiday party or barbecue is not going to do anything for you on Pinterest.
It may on but my if you page. Have
a, well, barbecue. Yeah, but you're special. Yeah. You're special. Cause the thing is, you know, people, Pinterest wants fresh content from content creators. So your Instagram post should be doing double duty. You know, if you want to get anywhere on Pinterest, you should be sharing them on Pinterest too. It sure beats writing a blog post.
Right. Yeah, it does. I second yeah. that right there. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then it can also bring from Pinterest, it can bring you engaged followers to Instagram because it links right to your post on Instagram. So excited about that and really kind of excited to see how people start to use it, you know, if it works for people. I think people do love quotes on Pinterest, mm-hmm. and they love little tiny snippets of information. So I've started posting a few, and I'm noticing some engagement on that. So
the question. So your link back. Yeah. Do you want it to go to your web? Do you go and edit it to go to your website, or you have it go back to your Instagram account?
You could do whatever you wanted. So you could edit it to go back to your website, but I'm not. So my personal choice would not be to share an Instagram post that's announcing a blog post, right? So if you have an image that's like, oh, here it is on the blog, go check it out. I'm not going to put that on Pinterest because now you're sending people from Pinterest to Instagram to your blog. It's too much work. They'll never get there.
Right.
But like you said, you could edit it and change the URL to your blog. But what I'm doing at this point, and I may change that, is just sharing the ones that are like quotes or a little tip. And I'm okay with those linking right back to my Instagram account.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. Because, yeah, I agree with you, not for the blog post stuff. But I have some quotes that I, you know, that work on Instagram and they would work on Pinterest. And I was just wondering what the best practice, should I send them back to my blog posts? But that really didn't make sense because they would just go to my homepage. So I probably would send them back to Instagram.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing. And the way I look at it is that it will bring me some engaged followers from Pinterest to Instagram, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Tie-in, and I wonder if you're going to get any good juju from Pinterest because you're tied in now with your, you know, you have the verified account with the new thing with Pinterest.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's part of it is that they're seeing you as that creator of that content. So, you know, they love content creators. They love fresh content to their platform if it's quality content. Right. So that's going to help your entire account if you're sharing fresh content that people are engaging with. And I feel like sharing really good Instagram content to Pinterest is going to appeal to a very different, maybe, audience, mm-hmm. but still one that will be engaged. So I'm excited to see how it works out.
Yeah. Very cool. I'm excited about the YouTube stuff, the video stuff. That's going to excite me.
Yeah. You know, okay.
You don't like it.
I don't like the video.
We'll talk about it. We're on Instagram. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Well, it's okay. You're wrong. But other than that.
I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong. I mean, I know most people do love video, but
no, you and Mike Alton, you guys are readers. I love to read too, but I'm just saying that some of that, I love video. You got to admit, video pins and Pinterest stick out in the feed. And I'm wondering if you could ever cross post some of the video content on Instagram over to Pinterest, and even some of your stories content, because it's vertical and vertical works good over on Pinterest, if there's any way to cross some of that stuff over. So still testing a lot of that.
You're wrong also.
You're in charge of the comment bringing it up, and so you can make it say whatever you want.
That's right. I have the power. So James wants to know, how do you share from IG to Pinterest? So when you're scheduling Instagram posts from Tailwind, you can have it go out at the same time. But if you're not, you can go to your Instagram profile and hit the pin extension on your browser or your Tailwind extension, and you can schedule from there.
Cool icon, James.
Video. Yeah. Would you please try that video Instagram post to Pinterest? Let me know if it works.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So what's new? What is new in Instagram world? Thing I picked up was name tags. I don't know if people are really using that. What do you think? Can you tell me?
I think at conferences and stuff, they will, especially if like influencer conferences and foodie conferences and stuff like that. You got to think about like when they can just follow your Instagram account by just putting their phone up there, kind of like the snap codes. I think it's pretty cool. So,
okay. All right. So there's a link.
But what I'm excited about is being able to have pre-replies for your DMs on Instagram. So this is what happens for us. What that means is, so on Social Media Examiner's account, a lot of times we'll get, because we have the blue check, almost every day we have somebody asking, how do we get the blue check? Can you get us the blue check? I want the blue check. And so now we can have a pre-reply already done that is saved, and it's saved across the account. So Eric could write it and I can get it, vice versa. Yeah. And then I can hit, so we have a one that's already crafted the way we want to say it, that's really nice. And we just hit we just send it to them, and it's already there. You can have multiple ones of that. Very, very cool. Saves a ton of time.
Cool.
Yeah. Especially if you're a business or if you're a business that has franchises and you have multiple people running your accounts. So having this, like having a list of like almost frequently asked questions, but it'd be frequently asked replies or whatever, that you could just send people like, what are your hours? Well, you could have that set up in a DM. Boom, it's already set up. It's already pre-populated. You just hit a button and it's done. So I think that's going to save a lot of time. I mean, they're doing some pretty smart stuff, because I used to hate DMs. I mean, it's almost becoming Twitter-like for a customer service on a lot of these accounts. Is people feel free to DM you with questions about, you know, your product or your hours, or, you know, can you do this for me? So I think it feels a lot like Twitter, like people are asking things and people are engaging over on the DMs on Instagram. So this functionality I think is really, really cool, and I'm really glad it happened because it saves me time.
Okay. Yeah.
Not all of them have it yet. So it's still kind of rolling out. We have it at Social Media Examiner. I don't think I have it on a couple of my other accounts, but it is coming. So make sure you update your app and see if you need it. And you, of course, have to have a business account.
Right. Okay. So I wonder if that's getting closer to having bots.
Well, you know, Facebook owns Instagram, and they have all those bots. So
yeah.
I'm sure that's going to happen sooner rather than later. But the thing is, I would be very hesitant right now to turn on a bot for Instagram, because Instagram is DMs are really personal, and people really want to engage there. So it would be hard to convince me to automate that right now, because there's so much good back and forth. Depends on how big your company is.
Okay. I don't get that many, but I do have quick replies. That's cool. Just go to settings and quick replies and it will be there if you have it. So you are heading to Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're not speaking. Yay. That'll be fun.
It'll be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you working on?
I am working on finishing up a bunch of different little courses, doing that, and then starting up the reinvigorating the, I just launched another podcast episode today, and doing a bunch of YouTube stuff. So
where would we find that new podcast episode?
It is at Manly. Well, right now you can find it on my Facebook page, and it's also on Libsyn and Spotify and iTunes and all that stuff, but a blog post will be coming out shortly.
Oh,
hopefully today with it on there.
Good. Well, I'm about ready to head to the chilly Northeast, to Boston, to speak at a conference. It's called, I love this, by the way, called the 2018 Boston TPT Party. Because it's Teachers Pay Teachers. TPT Party.
That is funny.
Yeah, I thought that was very clever, which is appropriate for this group. They are very clever people. So we'll be talking about Pinterest and a little more Pinterest and a bit more Pinterest. So, you know, I'm
promoted pins. Are you doing promoted pins?
Promoted pins, Smart Loop, and Pinterest best practices.
Very cool.
I have 45 minutes to do all three. You think I can do it?
Yeah. Just, you're gonna have to book it
really fast.
You're gonna have to. How many slides do you have now?
Let's see. I can tell you right now, 57.
Yeah, you're gonna have to have a lot more slides than that. You're gonna have to move. I am going to have to move.
Yeah, but we can do it.
Yeah.
So thank you for being with us. I miss talking to you. Hashtags, the bane of our existence, but also the key to our success on Instagram. So hopefully you'll check out those tools. I'm going to go post all the links. I'm still having some trouble with this.
Right.
Live. Sorry about that.
And let us know what you think about, try out. I mean, it's a free trial. If you haven't tried out the hashtag finder Tailwind for Instagram. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. I mean, I'm not just saying that because I'm on their show, but I found some really cool hashtags just by messing with it this morning. So go check it out and try it.
Yep. Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks everybody for being here. We'll see you again.
Bye now.
Thank you for joining Jeff on his mission to help you be successful in the Pinterest world. Would you like to take part in a live show? Be sure to join Jeff's email community at manlypinteresttips.com. Adding testosterone, one pin at a time.